Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take your highly organized stacks of sources and distill them into potent, actionable insight.
Yeah, and today we're tackling one of those moments that I think everyone dreads a little.
Oh, for sure. That big financial transaction, trading in a used vehicle.
It's such a high-stakes moment. You can spend, weeks researching the new car you want to buy.
Right.
And then you spend maybe 5 minutes just accepting whatever lowball number they throw at you for your old one.
And there are a million general guides out there. But we all know the real financial wins. They're hidden in the, you know, the custom-tailored knowledge.
Exactly.
And when I say custom-tailored, today I mean hyper-focused. Our sources for this deep dive are, well, they're just two titles.
Just the title.
Just the title. So first is excerpts from Maximizing Chevrolet Trade-In Value at Jupiter Chevrolet.
Okay.
And the second is How to Get the Best Trade-In Value When Upgrading Your Used Chevrolet at Jupiter Chevrolet.
Wow. Okay, so what immediately grabs you there is just the extreme level of targeting.
Right.
We are not talking about trading in a car in general. We're talking about a used Chevrolet.
At one specific name dealership.
Sure, Jupiter Chevrolet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It suggests that whoever wrote these original materials, they believe that, you know, the generic prep work just isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
They were promising these high-yield strategies that go way beyond simple book values, and they're tailored specifically for that one combination of brand and buyer.
Which implies that a customized approach gets you, you know, superior returns.
It has to.
And that framing itself, I mean, that is a massive takeaway right there for you, the listener. It's signaling that true value optimization, especially in finance, it requires you to move beyond those broad principles.
And apply a really localized high-resolution lens.
Precisely.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start extracting the core strategies that these titles are promising. I'm ready to dig into the high-yield maneuvers.
Well, before we do that, we kind of have to acknowledge the elephant in the room. This deep dive is, it's unusual. We have the perfect map title, right? The Promise of Riches.
Yeah.
But the detailed coordinates, they're just absent.
Right.
Our entire source material consists only of the titles themselves.
Wait, hold on. Really? That's it?
That's it.
So we have the chapter headings, but there's no text, no steps, no checklist.
Nothing.
We were promised the insider secrets of Jupiter Chevrolet, and all we got was the billboard.
A very specific, very confident billboard, though.
True.
So instead of, you know, lamenting the missing details, I think we have to become financial archaeologists.
I love that.
Our new mission is to analyze the structure of this promise, just the title, as its own strategic document. What does the sheer specificity of the advice tell us about the foundational rules of getting the best deal?
Okay, I'm in. Let's treat the title as the lesson itself.
Agreed. And this raises an important question for you listening. When you're seeking high-value financial knowledge, what can the precise framing of the advice tell you, even if the actual content is missing?
So the bulk of our dive is going to be reconstructing the implied knowledge.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's start with that first targeted element then, Chevrolet.
Mm.
Why is focusing on the brand rather than just treating it as a used sedan or a truck? Why is that so vital for maximizing the return?
Because a dealer like Jupiter Chevrolet, they're a brand specialist. Their whole appraisal process is calibrated differently.
How so?
It's not just for general wear and tear. It's calibrated for the known life cycle, the common failure points, and the, you know, the desirability of only Chevrolet models.
Ah, okay. So they're looking for specific documentation that proves you handled common Chevy issues, not just general mechanical health.
Yes, exactly. So the generalized advice we always hear, you know, get an oil change, vacuum the floor mats.
Right. That applies to every car.
But the tailored strategies, they would focus on things only a Chevrolet specialist would actually care about. Maybe certain model years of the Silverado have a known transmission issue if the maintenance isn't super strict. If we had the full material, it likely would have told you, for example, to specifically highlight documentation for certain recalls or maybe show receipts for proprietary Chevy parts instead of generic ones.
And those little specialized moves, they signal to the buyer, this is a clean trade and I know exactly what you're looking for.
It tells them you're a serious owner.
That makes so much sense. The preparation changes based on the audience.
Yeah.
A dealer specializing in European imports wouldn't care if your Tahoe had specific rust proofing, for instance.
Not at all.
But Jupiter Chevrolet absolutely would. because they know they're selling that vehicle back to a local customer base who understands that model's regional vulnerabilities.
It all comes down to inventory management for them. Jupiter Chevrolet isn't trying to sell everything under the sun.
Right.
They're trying to maintain a high-quality stock of used Equinoxes, Malibus, Tahoes. The value you get is directly tied to how quickly and confidently they can turn your specific model around.
So the brand specificity, that gives us our first key insight.
Which is that high yield preparation. It requires brand level expertise.
That sets us up perfectly for the second, and I think even more detailed, constraint at Jupiter Chevrolet.
Yeah.
This is where the rubber really meets the road, isn't it? The advice is tied to a single business.
This is where we move from just brand expertise to buyer psychology. Focusing on a single dealership implies that understanding the local appetite and the internal process of that one entity, that's the most powerful tool you have.
But wait a second. Isn't a used car's value generally set by, you know, KBB or Black Book, regardless of the dealership?
That's a critical question.
Why would the specific buyer outweigh the objective condition of the vehicle?
Because KBB gives you the theoretical range, Jupiter Chevrolet's internal appraisal process, and, more importantly, their immediate inventory needs. That's what determines where in that range they land.
Or if they're willing to pay above it.
We're talking about supply and demand, but hyper-localized.
So if Jupiter Chevrolet just sold, say, 5 used Silverados, and their used lot is suddenly light on that model,
they are heavily incentivized to pay a premium for yours right now just to replenish their stock.
Precisely. If we connect this to the bigger picture, knowing the buyer means you understand their current pressures.
Right.
So how could you, the listener, have acted on this advice? Maybe by looking at Jupiter Chevrolet's own used vehicle listings online.
Yes. If they have 30 identical used Tahoes on the lot, they're going to be way less motivated to pay top dollar for yours.
But if they only have 2 and demand in the area is high,
you've got leverage. Big time.
That is a great example of deriving a real actionable step from just a conceptual premise. Mm-hmm. The implied strategy is research your buyer's inventory and their appraisal quirks before you even think about cleaning your car.
And the full source material would have likely had insider tips on their appraisal system. Do they care more about cosmetic fixes because they have a cheap detailer on site?
Or do they prioritize detailed mechanical history because their service center is backed up for weeks?
Those dealer-specific requirements, those would have been the financial nuggets.
The principle we can extract here is just, it's monumental. Local, buyer-centric knowledge is the secret sauce.
It really is.
General trade-in tips are the floor, but understanding the specific appetite of your buyer, Jupiter Chevrolet, that's what gets you to the ceiling.
It raises a really important question for, I think, all financial negotiations.
It is.
How much does that local demand and internal process knowledge outweigh the broad market valuations? The authors of this material, they clearly believed that localized insight was worth monetizing.
Okay, let's move on to the final layer of context in these titles, the action verbs, maximizing, and how to get the best trade-in value when upgrading.
This language, it confirms the target audience is doing a bundled transaction.
Right. They're not just selling their car outright. They're using the trade-in allowance as leverage.
Leverage to secure the purchase of a replacement vehicle. Specifically, upgrading your used Chevrolet.
And that distinction, that's everything in a negotiation, isn't it? It's where the dealer often has the most flexibility.
Because they're working with 2 profit margins.
The margin on the new car sale.
And the potential profit on the used car they're acquiring from you. This is known as margin stacking.
Margin stacking.
A savvy dealer can offer you what looks like a spectacular trade-in allowance, maybe slightly overpaying for your used Chevy.
To close the deal on the new purchase.
Exactly. They just bury part of the new vehicle's profit margin into the used car allowance to make the whole transaction look more favorable to you, the buyer.
So if the new car has, let's say, a $5,000 potential profit, the dealer might peel off $1,000 of that and add it to your trade-in.
Right.
Which boosts the perceived value of your old car and, more importantly for them, secures the overall sale. This gives the trade-in strategies really high yield potential.
Because they exploit that specific financial dynamic, the strategies promised in these sources, they would have been entirely designed to exploit that negotiation context.
They would have advised you on how to discuss the trade-in and the new purchase at the same time.
To generate that bundled leverage, yeah. Rather than trying to negotiate the two pieces in isolation, which is what most people do.
So the value of this original material, it was the promise of this tailored high-yield advice focused on generating negotiation leverage, specifically within the dynamic of buying and selling back a Chevy at Jupiter Chevrolet.
It's a beautifully concise strategic framework, even without the actual steps.
And it signals to you, the listener, that optimization starts not with your asset's condition,
but with defining the negotiation scenario itself. Are you selling outright or are you upgrading? Totally different games.
Okay, let's synthesize what we've reconstructed.
Yeah.
We know the high-resolution context. Optimizing a used Chevy trade-in at Jupiter Chevrolet during an upgrade.
And we've established the why. It's about brand knowledge, buyer knowledge, and negotiation bundling.
But what is still so clearly missing are the exact steps. We don't have the checklist, right?
Yeah.
We don't have the time the trade-in for the last day of the month or ensure the engine bay is spotless to signal mechanical diligence.
And that right there is the central learning moment of this entire deep dive.
How so?
Even without those concrete steps, the titles themselves teach us a foundational principle of financial success.
Which is that effective preparation for a major transaction has to be tailored.
Not just to the asset type of used car, but to the exact brand. And more importantly, the exact counterparty involved.
The principle of hyper-specificity, that's the actionable knowledge here.
It is. The person walking into Jupiter Chevrolet with their used Silverado should, in theory, have a completely different checklist and negotiation strategy than someone trading in a luxury car across town.
Their entire stance should be customized to that buyer's needs.
And that customization is where the extra money is found. The source material highlighted this powerful intersection of specialized brand knowledge and local buyer incentives.
That's the sweet spot for optimizing the deal.
It's conceptual proof that the best value isn't found by just focusing on your vehicle's objective book value.
It's by understanding and maybe even exploiting the specific current demand dynamics of the entity that's buying it.
Exactly.
This has been a fascinating dive into the strategy of maximizing value, even when the tactics were kept secret from us.
It really has.
It proves that knowing the specific buyer Jupiter Chevrolet and their current inventory needs, that's half the battle.
And knowing the specific product, the used Chevrolet, and its unique vulnerabilities and documentation needs, that's the other half. The confluence of those two is the key to real optimization.
So, since the source material highlights the importance of dealership and brand specificity above all else, let's leave our listener with a final thought that builds on this strange title-only deep dive.
Okay. We've established that the difference between a good trade and a truly optimized trade, it lies in the details.
Right.
So which element is truly more powerful in the trade-in negotiation process? Is it the objective condition of the car, the mileage, the cleanliness, the maintenance records?
Or is it the specific immediate need and inventory position of the buyer, the dealership, who receives it? Think about that balance of power as you prepare for your next big financial move.
We'll see you next time.
For the next deep dive.